Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Dream Teachers Show. Okay, so I don't know, I was just on air like 30 minutes ago, so I feel like I already did my introduction, but for those of you that are here joining me now, welcome, and thank you for tuning in. So I would like to just straight up give free readings to people, get back into the realms of imagination here, and I want to provide you with any sort of reading that you wish. There isn't really any topic that is too scary or unworthy to talk about. And there's nothing too great or amazing to ask about either. So I welcome all and every one of your calls. And I'm just going to spend as much time as I feel is personally needed for each person. I'm just going to go with my own intuition on that and see exactly what it is that you need. With that being said, I think we should just jump right into it. All right, so we're going to take the first caller, and they've been waiting patiently, and I thank them very much. Area code 615. Just tell me your name.
My name is Vicky.
Nikki?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I listened to your first show, and you talked a lot about the shift, that people are shifting. Yeah, and I feel like I have been for the last, or I'm aware I have been for the last 3 years of my life, and it's been a wonderful journey. I have a lot of positive. I'm sorry?
Oh, no, go ahead. A lot of positive.
Yes, and I've made a lot of good changes in my life, too. And I'm wondering what you can tell me about this man that he kind of comes back and forth and why he's re-entered my life again.
Okay. Well, for one thing, I can definitely tell that these past 3 years of your life have been all about being stable, stable within yourself and in your environment. And I think that you have also connected with friends on an even deeper level, people that you can really communicate with openly and, like, wholeheartedly. And I think you've been finding more and more of those people in the past 3 years as well. Now,
yeah.
With the relationship, I feel that it is something very far away from you. It's almost four. Am I right?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
The feelings with the relationships with you, it feels very foreign, far away. So, like, you haven't been in a relationship in a while?
You are correct.
Okay. And this man, he is your friend first. Am I right?
Yes, we are very good friends.
Okay. I can feel that just happy-go-lucky feelings in this friendship. It feels perfect, as if, like, gods are watching over it. And it's forced you to think a lot. Think a lot about different changes in your life that would happen if you were to become involved with him in a deeper and more intimate connection. And I think it's good that you're looking at new and interesting paths and accepting what lays in front of you. From what I can feel from you, you have been more on a narrow path, or not a narrow path, but just a straight, dead forward path. And you've just been trudging along at your own pace. You're not a Taurus by chance, are you?
No, I'm a Leo.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I connect those. But it feels like a very straight narrow path, and now the path is definitely turning and winding, twisting all different ways. And I think what it's going to bring you is definitely and wholeheartedly love. I feel that. I can feel it, like, in my own heart. My heart is just racing. It's so crazy. I think that I feel like I'm just getting this image of this woman, and it's surrounded by this beautiful heart. And I think that he has definitely helped you realize this new love within yourself, this feeling that you felt. And it's in light of another person, which is a beautiful way to represent this duality in this world. I think that this is something that is very positive for you. This man will be in your life, and you're going to love being a part of it. So, do you have any other questions?
Well, I'm about to apply for a new job at work, and I really feel like I'm going to get it.
That's interesting that you say that. So, This is something that is unknown. You're plugging in sort of light into this unknown area. And what I see is, did you just apply, like, maybe 2-3 days ago?
I applied about 2 weeks ago, and we had an interview scheduled for this week, but we had a tornado in the town that I'm from, so we were all out of power, so we have to reschedule it for April 18th.
Ah, wow. Okay. It definitely feels very new to me, and I think, hang on 1 second.
Okay.
All right. What I see is movements, a lot of movements in your career. I feel that if it's not a job, I don't think it's a job of travel. No, I believe it's just a lot of different mental processes, a lot of different workings on you. I don't think there's anything that's stopping this job from happening. So I don't think there's anything to worry about with that. I see everything running smoothly. It's moving in perfect harmony. There could be nothing better. Like this perfect cycle that you have going on, and I'm kind of jealous. It's like you got this excellent balance. You just met, like, and have this awesome person in your life. And now you feel so perfect that this job is just falling in the right place, and that all of it is just falling into the right place. That's what I feel. It's just this beautiful meld and mesh together. That's excellent. Like I said, I wish I could have that.
Oh, that sounds so wonderful.
Absolutely. It sure is. I mean, I don't see.
Yeah.
I'm usually one to bring about truthful things. It's always truthful. I never sugarcoat anything, and it's so pure. It's so true. It's excellent. Well, Nikki, I hope I answered your question.
You did. You did, and thank you so much.
You're very welcome, dear. Thank you very much for listening, and thanks for listening to the previous show.
Well, thank you. It was very helpful. I've done a lot of growing, and I've done a lot of my growing through talk, blog shows, listening.
Absolutely.
It's a wonderful, wonderful, yes, it's been most helpful. So thank you.
You're very welcome, and thank you. Thank you very much, Nikki. I hope you have a beautiful night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, that was an excellent first call. Pretty excited about that. So let's see. We're going to just want to look in the chat real quick. All right. Oh, welcome, everybody. Thank you for tuning in this week. All right. I have a question in the chat. This is from One Love. Do you see my boyfriend and I working out this issue he has and moving forward, or do you see us breaking up? All right. Well, there's a couple of different aspects to that question. First, do you have an issue? Interesting. You know, a lot of feelings from you. A lot of very positive and really lucky vibes. You know how to move forward if need be. And interesting, pretty good with money. Not feeling too strongly matters at the heart. I'm feeling wow, that's so crazy. Okay. I'm feeling with you, it's more of your own inner self, your inner light, if you will. I feel that's like what you're going to be focusing on so much. Like a big focal point of introversion. And like, it just feels as if you're just going to need to rely on yourself. And I think that's going to bring you exactly what you need, whether it be changes, especially in changes in relationships, or if it be learning to be with yourself, learning to move with yourself. It's going to line you up to whatever it is. I see just nothing about the relationship. And I feel like it might be just eating away at you. It's like a gnawing question, I'll put it like that. And you're not sure of any sort of movement. It feels very stagnant and put on hold. Maybe you guys are on a break or something. But I think you're just focused on really good things. I don't think he is messed with your energy. I don't think he is on the same place as you. He's not nearly as beautiful as you are. And he's almost like a child. I think that those are his own things that he's going to have to work on and possibly on his own. So what I'm mainly telling you, One Love, is that keep focusing on whatever these amazing, positive things that you're doing right now. Whatever you're doing in your spiritual practices, whatever you're doing in, you know, volunteer work or anything like that. Please keep on focusing on that. That's the main important. That's my personal opinion. So if you have any other questions, you can just feel free to message me. I'll be on chat for a little bit after the show. Alright. We're going to move on to the next caller. This is going to be area code 360. Please just tell me your name.
Hi. My name's Lori.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay, I guess. Trying to hang in there.
I'm in there. Very good. I like to hear that.
I'm really nervous about the impending government collapse. You know, I'm wondering, because I'm living on Social Security.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely something that is totally meant to happen. Like I just said, the previous show, I just talked about Neptune shifting into Pisces just on Monday. And it's this watery energy washing over things. You know, if the government is to collapse, which I feel it's very possible, I don't think it's likely, though. I think it's more of a getting people to worry and getting people to freak out and just getting everybody riled up. And I think it's just nothing that it should be concerned about. My brother is in the service as well, so he would be affected too. And so I actually just learned about this today. I don't know whenever it was happening. But
yeah, me too.
I think inevitably, big structures like this, and especially government, they're going to be shaken. You know, we just had this huge earthquake and tsunami in the opposite side of the world, and it kind of makes sense that it would happen something like that here. And just on a different scale. And it's like moving all these foundations. It's where a lot of watery energy, and it's just washing over. That's the main thing that's going to happen. So I don't think it's anything to worry about. Just, hey, there's three things I think you should remember. Hang on to your dream, follow your heart, and be strong. And no matter what, if government were to quit, or if it just remains the same, I think that whatever happens, personally, and this is just me saying my little thing about life is, you know, whatever happens is obviously meant for the best good, no matter what. And if you can trust in that, then it's like you can find all of these amazing positive things. That's my main philosophy, is finding the light in the darkness. There's always light to be found. There's always, 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 always light to be found. And I have found this out through the craziest of circumstances, situations, just forced upon me. And being able to sort of read into the own energy of the situation, I think that's why I can read other people as well. It's just taking a step back, observing, and being able to relate. I think if you just hang on to those important things, I think no matter what, you will be able to come through any sort of collapse.
Do you see any way that I might be able to break out of my trap that I'm in?
Your trap, Diamond? I'm sorry.
Well, like, is there any way to make money for me, or like to see what I should focus on? Like, what I should focus on to get out of my poverty?
Absolutely, there is something that you can focus on. Okay, and what we're gonna do is we're gonna do it together right now. We're going to focus on stability, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm gonna do right now is just take you through a nice little imaginative journey with you all.
Okay.
It's gonna be quite interesting. Now what I want to do is, we're just gonna just go ahead and get into a nice zone, state of mind, just be nice and comfortable, and just listen to my voice. That's
okay.
If I tell you to breathe a certain way, make sure you do so. Catch your breath, and then also, let's bring your imagination into play and picture colors, okay?
Okay.
In a world of duality, you must reconcile many balances and spiritual laws to find oneness. You are an ancient soul who came out of oneness and can often feel separated and marooned in Earth's present duality. bringing this state of mind into effect will offer you wisdom on your loving path of unity to rediscover that feeling of perfect belonging that you seek. I want you to imagine three triads of three. There are nine groups total. And mirror them within your body. Put your focal point at each energy center that runs along this. Roots, sacral, solar, heart, higher heart, thymus, throat, third eye, and crown. Let this deepen your divine connection as you visualize energy at work, bringing down solar as well as lunar energy to yourself and the earth, and then intertwining them back through all chakras and balance at your third eye. Now, you're in a beautiful centered divide right now. You can feel the intensity and your focus on the other side. And what you're doing is you're creating a new relationship with yourself. At this very moment, as we speak, you can let go of certain things that don't work anymore. I think you know what I'm talking about. I think that your own intuition has struck as soon as I said those words. So you have your own intuition. Let yourself release in a different way. Be wise, be calm, and know that any road that you take is going to lead you into this perfect cycle of balance. Now, you and your breathing and focus on your breath. One. All right. Now, as you focus on your breath, I want you to notice the very airy feeling within your lungs. And the more and more intently that you focus, the more that it feels as if your lungs are floating out of your body. I want you to imagine beautiful green and emerald, coral and pink colors coming directly into the heart and center of the chest. Each and every breath, those your lungs and this color as it intertwines together and moves and creates such a shift in your energy that you can feel it all throughout your physical body. As it enhances and ignites that flame within your heart. That relationship with yourself, the divinity within yourself, as you become connected to who you really are. And you know, you can always keep sight of what's in your path. Lori, how do you feel at this moment?
Kind of relaxed.
That was very
good. Not so worried.
Good.
I feel better.
Do you feel that things are going to change as soon as you hang up the phone and the show is over? Or do you feel that everything's just going to stay the same?
I think there's been a bit of a shift.
Well, I can feel a lot of worry on you. I feel all this worry on the money. And I think just with that little simple meditation and reconnection we did, it's totally changed your energy. And what I feel now is this looming energy coming through. And what it's going to offer you is beautiful keys of insight. And what keys do is they unlock and open doors. And doors, those are opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And now what we do is beautiful opportunities. Don't let yourself, I'm sure you tend to have conflicts within your own mind about your own fine self. But I think you're finding that it's going to be something that is going to open up to you in this completely new and beautiful way. And what I want to tell you is when you see the first opportunity, make sure you grab it. You'll know what I mean.
Okay.
All right, Lori?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. Good. Thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right. Wow. Time just flies. That went so fast. Well, I have a couple minutes left on live air, but I will take the rest of the calls, and they'll just go over to the archives. I think I get like a good 40 minutes. After the show has ended, so we'll see. Just everybody that's listening in the chat room, thank you guys very much for listening. You guys helped to lift this energy and vibration to a beautiful degree, so thank you very much. If you still want to listen in, you can call in. You don't have to put your hand up or anything. And I'll just know that you're listening in. Otherwise, thank you guys very much. All right, so we're going to move on to area code 617. Please tell me your name.
Sure, my name's Brenda.
Hello, Brenda. How are you?
Not too bad. Yourself?
I'm doing very good this evening. Thank you. You know, I worked all day. I feel really, really energized.
I was wondering if you can kind of see for me if I will have contact with someone. We were friends, and I had a lot of misunderstanding that we haven't talked in months and months. And, you know, I'm just, you know, on my end, I feel like I haven't gotten closure, and I don't know if on his end he feels like he did. So I'm just wondering if there's going to be a reconnection at any point.
Okay, well, I definitely feel a lot of distance. Definitely feel very far apart. I think if there's going to be any sort of reconnection, it's going to be established through messages, text messages or emails, something of that nature. And I feel like it has to be written for some reason, because when you write something down, it comes out in a totally different way than when you talk about it. For example, if I type in the chat room, sometimes they seem different than when I'm just talking on air. think it's going to be something really to look forward to is this new connection, this new way of communicating with each other. I think that's going to be a little bit of time before that happens. So what you need to do is to still remain friendly. Don't take revenge. Don't, you know, get angry and upset. That's probably the last thing that you should do.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's okay.
I was just going to say that, you know, I have no way of contacting him other than email, which is interesting. You know, he blocked me on a social networking site, and I can advertise it. You know, so, yeah. So I sent him an email in February, and I kind of apologized for, you know, what I might have contributed to the situation. And I know he read it because I have that kind of software, and I know he read the email. But I'm just wondering if you know, if you can pick up how he's feeling, if there's still anger on his end, if there's a little bit of guilt or, you know, what's kind of keeping him from responding back.
Would it be all right if you told me his name?
Sure, his name is Matt.
Okay, I feel a lot of closed energy from him. It's like this huge process that he's going through. It is really heavy from him. It is a lot of argument and strife. And just a lot of standstill. There's like so no movement over there. There's a lot of things that he needs to think about. And I think he feels almost overwhelmed by it all. And I believe that this is how he was supposed to feel. It's going to help him to rethink about his life, his direction, and what he's doing. And ultimately, cut out. I think what he's trying to do is just eliminate some of the bad things from his life. And it's something that he, I don't know, seems like he has just so much fear on his mind. Like he's so fearful. I don't know what it seems to be. It feels like he's fearful of. So hard to give this a word. Maybe like your subconscious or your dreams or your deep emotions and feelings. I feel like he's fearful of that. He's fearful of one of the most beautiful connections that is out there. I believe that you have grasped that. I think that you know what I'm talking about.
I definitely do. We have
and
such a strong. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're all completely all right. Go ahead.
I was going to say we have such a strong spiritual connection, and I was always, I feel like someone that was positive for him, and he went through this like really, you know, dark time, and then he just kind of dropped out of sight. And on my end, I kept kind of trying to keep communication up, even though he wasn't responding back. So he lashed out and said some really horrible, horrible things to me and, you know, kind of broke communication. And that's when I finally decided to reach out and send that letter in February. So I didn't know if, you know, there was still some anger towards me, you know, but I feel like, you know, he put up a wall because he doesn't want to kind of deal with what, you know, he may be feeling.
Oh, yeah.
That's just my take. I don't know.
There's big walls. There's absolutely big boundaries. And he's closing off his heart completely. Doesn't want it to be open. He just like wants to run away constantly. And my personal opinion would be, you know, do you want that? Yes, there was a deep spiritual connection. Now, have you? I don't believe so, but have you had this connection with somebody before? Like the same kind of connection?
Something I thought similar with someone back in high school, but nothing like this again. And, you know, there is a big age difference between us. So I always kept thinking, you know, this twin flame, what is it? Because I can't even tell you when I met him what kind of changes I went through. Spiritually in my own life. So that's why it was kind of a shock when it's like someone pulled the plug, like you're getting this intake of just this beautifulness, even if there were times he was up and down, it was just this connection. And then it's like someone just took this light out of me. It's like he's gone and I just feel like this empty hole where he used to be. And I just am trying to let go of it, and it's really hard.
It is hard. I absolutely know that. And I think there's no doubt why you called in my show. I just went through the same thing, literally the same exact thing. It was probably the hardest thing I've ever had to do. And here's why. Because these connections that you've had, those were your most vulnerable times in your life. And you were just so open and vulnerable to that love because you made some sort of amazing connections with this person. And with you, Matt was like the knight in shining armor for you, the way he made you feel that love inside of you that just ignited you. And it was your entire body, and you know, nothing else really mattered. Like the world totally stopped. And I think you had to have done something to push him away. You had to have done something. Did you do something at like a party or something social? Or friends? Do you like talk to somebody's friend or something? That's what I feel.
I think this will push him over the edge. I sent him a letter. It was a band that we both liked, and he was out of work and he had no money, and I sold the ticket to his friend.
Okay. So he got mad about that? Wait.
I don't know. He never said. I mean, I have no idea what it is. I mean, I feel like he just wanted to be left alone, and I kept trying to contact him. I could, you know, I don't know what it is. I mean, I know he just started dating someone at the time, and he didn't even want to tell me.
You found out he was dating somebody else?
I found that he was dating someone. I mean, we never dated, but there was always this something there, and, you know, I thought he was waiting for certain things in my life. And then, you know, I just found out through someone else he was dating someone. And, you know, we seemed embarrassed by it and uncomfortable. And, you know, I'd given him some Reiki. And then he just kind of quit work and he fell out of touch. And I kept trying to contact him, but he didn't respond. And then, you know, the last letter was, you know, about the concert and that he just started posting some nasty stuff on. You know, online, and it was really hurtful, just kind of telling me to go away, not to dream about him, not to think about him, and, you know, some other nasty things. And that was in November, and February I sent him that email. I know he read it, and that's, you know, we haven't had any, you know, physical contact in a while, you know, face-to-face or anything.
Right. Okay. I think that you gotta. This is gonna be big, okay? So we've established that what this helped you to do is to ignite or reignite this flame within you, and it hurt so much because it was at the state of your most vulnerable, because he started to be nasty to you, and you were hurting and still wanting him, and that was just, that is the worst position to be in, trust me, I know. And, like, you know, there's so many good feelings that you still stay attached to them. And that's really, really, really great if you hold on to the good feelings. But when you hold on to the good, you also hold on to the bad. For every good feeling that I could think of for my ex-lover, I could think of an equal bad one. It's just always happened. And, you know, there's never good without the bad, and that's how it always is. Of course, when you're with a person, they make you feel so good and so different and different within yourself. You know, the bad doesn't seem so bad anymore, and, you know, even the bad seems good. I think that's the whole point, is that seeing the good and the bad, too. And it's in light of somebody that you really connect with in your heart. And I think this helps you to come back into your own heart, feeling that love. It's a really strong feeling, and it's going to be multiplying, especially now more than ever. People are going to be, it's actually going to be like two extremes. Lots and lots and lots of love, or lots and lots and lots of scary dark. And it really is. It's going to be a huge scale. And I think it's helping you to come back to where you are and who you are. A lot of people, I'm noticing, are just becoming like more spiritually awakened at this time. And especially the people that call into my show. It's like, I always get these amazing, just amazingly connected people. I don't know how it happens, but we just must have really good divine energy. I don't know. But what I think for you is just rebuilding within yourself. I see lots and lots of warm fire. It's going to offer you new insights about yourself. This is going to be, this is a time to absolutely just let go of math, I believe. And here's why. Because love always lets go. You'll always let go. Because you're not afraid of losing it. Because it's true, it's pure, and it's there. You know it'll always be there. Because love is always there. It never leaves. That's the point I'm trying to say. And if you can just let go, then what's supposed to happen will happen. If he is to come back, he will come back. And you want it to be in the most loving and beautiful way, not in a fearful way of, you know, losing or, you know, having him, trying to convince him while he's saying really nasty things about you and trying to have to convince him otherwise. That's not how you want him in your life.
No.
You want him and how you want him, how he feels now and how you remember him in the most amazing, good, and beautiful way. At least that's what I would hope that you
Before I go, I mean, I hope he has some good memories or thoughts of me. I think that was what hurt me the most, I guess, is because I put a lot of love out there to him. And, you know, I kind of want to hope that he does remember that.
I think he does. And I think more than ever, you helped to push him in his right direction. I think he's a very, now when I say dark, I just mean dark in the fact that very inside and introverted person. And
yes, exactly, yes.
He's going through an intense time where he needs to just seclude into that, like, hermit-like thing. And, you know, he's got to close himself off from anything that makes him feel. And that's the thing about guys, too, is their emotions will get in the way of things. And to think that it's always, you know, oh, that's not right, because it's not real, it just feels it, blah, blah, blah. They still have this interesting argument in their own mind. And right now, he's just got to gather himself. And I feel like he could be almost on the opposite side